you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. Welcome back to another edition of Tough Things First, the podcast. I'm your guest host, Rob Artigo, writer and entrepreneur here in California. Hi, Ray.
How you doing there, Rob? So good to be with you today.
Well, at the conclusion of this segment, Ray, we'll tell everyone how they can reach you and if they have any questions or if they want to look for some links on important information about Tough Things First. We'll do that at the end of the podcast.
Super.
Cash is king. It's one of your mottos. It's as true, I think, today as it is, yesterday, many years ago. So, you know, your mother probably told you the same thing my mother told me, which is money doesn't grow on trees.
Exactly.
Did that pay off for you in business, for example, running MyCrowell for 37 years?
Absolutely. You know, she would remind me to make sure that when I left my room, I turned the light off, and also that I didn't waste water. And she was always, you know, very frugal in with regard to how we ran our household. I was the oldest of 11 children. And so I learned at a very early age the importance of money and making sure that I didn't squander the resources that I had. So it's been very important to me, you know, throughout my entire career to guard my cash as though it were my life.
So if you run out of cash, Ray, as a business owner, obviously, I mean, everybody talks about this term burn rate. But let's just talk about just simply the idea that you are starting your business and you really need to have enough cash to keep running all the way through to profitability, correct?
Exactly.
Give me a strategy, perhaps, on how I can do that, effectively do that in a business environment.
So as I mentioned before, it's important to have enough cash to take you to profitability. This prohibits the need to have to continually going out and raising money, whether you borrow it or whether you raise equity through various seed rounds, you still have to have enough cash to start. If you don't have enough cash to start, then don't start. It's kind of reminds me of, taking off on a trip and knowing that you have a certain distance to go and then you don't put enough fuel in your tank to get you there. You're hoping that there's going to be enough service stations or gas stations along the way that you can keep topping your car off, but that's not smart. I can remember years ago when I would travel from my hometown in Southern California to my school in Provo, Utah, it was 760 miles and I had to cross a huge desert. And I made sure I had enough fuel to get me at least through the desert where there were no service stations or gas stations so that I could not run out of fuel and then be in trouble, have to either call for a tow truck or have some other way of fueling up my vehicle. So, you know, it's important to have enough gas to get you from point A to point B. And I'm afraid that many businesses don't do it. They raise enough cash to at least get themselves started, but they can't keep themselves running. Do you understand the difference?
Sure. And I think of just me in my personal finances at home, the idea that I don't really want to pay interest to anybody. So because that money that's going out should be coming in. My money saved should be generating interest and cash for me, not the other way around. It's just a natural or instinct for me and a great way to set up your finances. But, I don't want to pay interest. And if I'm a business owner, there are a lot of pitfalls in borrowing, right?
Whether you raise money through equity or borrow through with a loan, there's still interest. I mean, the investor, when he puts money in to fund your company, even though it's equity, he is expecting a return. And so whether your return is, monthly interest payment or like you do on your home or your car, or whether you have some term on the equity that the money that's been put up in your company, you're still going to have to pay for that. So money is not free, whether you borrow it or whether you raise it through venture capital. You need to remember that. So the only difference is, of course, if you borrow through equity, then you know there's no monthly payment either on the principal or the interest. But there will be at some point that person who gave you that money is going to expect a return, whether it be interest or whether it be through some kind of a sale or other equity financing.
Well, they'll be oftentimes this will be delineated in a contract, right? It'll say, before you do anything, I want this.
Yeah, it depends upon if you're preferred or not. So the depends upon the kind of financing that you received. So but there are no free lunches. I mean, whether you're borrowing the money like you do on your home, or whether you go out and get financing through equity, there's still a return expected.
So what's the advantage of having the cash on hand to carry you through? And how long do you need to plan out having that cash?
Well, I mean, if you don't have the cash, you can't run your business. So cash is like air. You can't breathe without air. So, that's your lifeblood. And so you should have enough money to take you to profitability, whether that's 1 month or whether that's 2 or 3 years. You still have to have sufficient cash. Now, what you can do is, you know, pretend you're like you're a scuba diver and you have an hour's worth of air in your tank. You can stay submerged for an hour, but then you're going to have to come up for air. You can't stay down forever. So you could do what we call scuba diving financing. And that's what a lot of companies do, is they just get enough money to keep them down for an hour or so, as you would, and then they're having to go refill their tank. But that's a constant thing. You're constantly having to come up and refill, come and refill. And the danger with that is that, of course, they may not want to refill your tank, and then you die. So or you can't go back down. You can't submerge again. So again, you know, it's a matter of how long you want to stay submerged, and what's your objective for your company. So my recommendation is that you have at least 2 years worth of cash, so that you can run your company for 2 years without having to refill your tank.
I have another one of my home philosophies for finances is I have a certain amount of cash just sitting aside. It's for an emergency fund. It's only there to, if something were to happen where all of a sudden cash vanished, I mean, the income vanished, and I needed to keep the lights on and provide food. It's those are the two emergency items that I would pay for out of that fund. That's it. And I think of in running business, what you've just described here is having the cash on hand to run your business in the worst case scenario for 2 years, because 2 years should be enough time to weather that storm.
Well, most financial people will tell you that you should be saving each month. In other words, you should be putting some money away. And same thing on running a business. If you think you're going to need X number of dollars, then you should have X plus 10% or 15% of that, so that you have a little reserve in case something bad happens. You have something to cover you until you can get back on track. So when I say raise enough money to last you 2 years, I'm saying even if your plan calls for X number of dollars, that you should have X plus 10% or X plus 15% just to act as a reserve in the event of some problem, and problems will happen, and you'll be happy you had that reserve.
And your message to me was the underscored never run out of cash. And that's if I would put one philosophy in here, aside from cash is king, follow that up with never run out of cash.
Yeah, you run out of cash, you run out of air, and you stop breathing and you die. So if you don't want to die, keep enough air in your tank that you can stay submerged for however long it takes you to accomplish your goal.
Perfect, Ray. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rob.
So if you want to find out more about the Tough Things First book or any other information, you can go to toughthingsfirst.com, Tough Things First on Facebook, and also, again, the book is available at major retailers and, of course, Amazon.com. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. Good talking to you again.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.